I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Extremists in India are stoking and spreading the flames of persecution over a Bible translation mistake. Words of Hope's David Bass says their radio ministry office is in Ranchi, Jharkhand state.
There was a huge anti-Christian demonstration in the streets of Ranchi. People came from all over India, not just this area, to protest this particular version of the Bible and to denounce Christians in general.
Bast urges prayer for peace. The Bible Society has publicly apologized for the mistake and corrected it, but the unreasonable demands and pressure on believers is high. Pray that their faith remains strong. And nearly 200 Christian leaders in the former Soviet Union gathered this week in Ukraine for an historic meeting, MNN's Greg Yoder reports.
For the first time in recent memory, leaders from 16 organizations in six countries participated in the International Evangelical Missions Forum, sponsored by Russian ministries. Held at their newly dedicated ministry center, the two-day forum focused on the crisis facing the church. Russian ministry Sergei Rakhuba says traditionalism and legalism is pushing young people away. But there's another crisis, religious freedom.
In Belarus, there's no freedom anymore. It's almost like back to the Soviet Union. In Russia, religious freedom is under serious test today. We have brothers here from Uzbekistan and Azerbaijan. Islamistic radicalism is actually blocking all kind of evangelical activity there.
The church is now forced to develop strategies to encourage boldness and innovation to reach the lost. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Irpin, Ukraine.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book, Writing the Heavens, by former MAF President Max Myers, who shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot. To get your free copy, call 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.